From the Heart, November 27. A Reflection of Christ. Put on the new man, which was created according to God, in true righteousness and holiness. God is waiting to see revealed in his people a faith that works by love and purifies the soul, for this alone will fit them for the future immortal life. There is a great work to be accomplished and little time in which to do it. The cause needs converted, devoted men and women who will make the Lord their dependence. Through such workers, the Lord will reveal the power of His grace. My brethren and sisters, let the truth of God abide in your heart by a living, holy faith. Bible truth must be comprehended before it can convict the conscience and convert the life. The remnant people of God must be a converted people. The presentation of this message is to result in the conversion and sanctification of souls. We are to feel the power of the Spirit of God in this movement. This is a wonderful, definite message. It means everything to the receiver, and it is to be proclaimed with a loud cry. We must have true, eternal faith that this message will go forth with increasing importance to the close of time. Christ desires to see his likeness reflected in every renewed soul. Those who continue meek and lowly in heart, he will make laborers together with God. Our spiritual conflicts might often be called our spiritual rebellions. It is the heart's lack of submission to the will of God that so often brings us into difficulty. We want our own way, and this often means rebellion against God's way. We need to do as Christ did, wrestle with the Father in prayer for strength and for power to make Him known in our words and actions. To do the Master's bidding and to promote His work in the earth should be the one aim and purpose of our lives. Then there would be an upward growth, and the Holy Spirit would work upon the heart to transform the character. A generous spirit would be revealed in kindness and tender regard for others. Self would be hid with Christ in God. Beholding the character of Christ, we would become changed into His likeness. Let us forsake self and accept Jesus Christ as the way, the truth, and the life. Faith in Him is the only valuable science. He is the living representative of perfect obedience to the eternal Word.